You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
We have a surprise in-studio special guest this morning, who was waiting outside because 20 years ago today, this happened.
Rangers changing. Fetisov for the Devils plays it cross ice into the far corner. Matteau swoops in to intercept. Matteau behind the net. Swings it in front. He scores! Matteau! Stephane Matteau! And the Rangers have one more hill to climb, baby! But it's Moose Vancouver! The Rangers are headed to the final!
Stephane Matteau, Rangers legend, and of course, one of the great moments 20 years ago today, that goal against the New Jersey Devils in the Eastern Conference Finals in the 1993-1994 NHL season. 30 years. I'm saying 20 years because of that stupid Super Bowl story. 30 years ago today, 1994, 30 years ago today. Stephane Matteau in studio. You happy, Boomer?
I'm very happy. Good to see you, Stephane.
Good to
How
see
are you doing,
you.
All right?
Last time was about 20 years ago. Seen you in the studio. Good to see
Yes,
thanks
it's
for
great to
me.
Have you back,
That's awesome.
Man.
Thank
and,
you.
And, yeah. Nice surprise, by the way.
Yeah, I told
mean,
you.
We're right in the middle of this. The Rangers are about as good as you guys were back then. Hopefully they can finish off. They had the greatest season in Ranger history, in my eyes, anyway. Yeah. But, you know, what do you agree with me? Or they're pretty special, huh?
I totally agree with you. The last, this year were magical. They were new coach, new system, same players pretty much from last year. And they... Last night was a real playoff game. That's what I liked about the team. And they look good. They have a great goaltender. Fox is like Zuboff and Leach out there. Mm-hmm. And Kreider is like Adam Graves. Panarin is like our Messier back then. So they have a lot of good things going on for them. And just, we all know the playoff, it's a long, long, long way. They're only up 2-0. But they're looking pretty good.
You know, I watched the game last night, and I'm thinking to myself, this is a real playoff game.
Yeah.
As you just said, I mean, now the Capitals are trying to muck it up. They're trying to get into the Rangers' head. They're trying to push and shove and face wash. I mean, like, well, what does Panarin say to a guy like TJ Oshie who tries to take his head off with his stick first and foremost,
yeah,
and then comes back and puts his hand right in his face and is rubbing his face? I mean, what does Panarin say to that?
I don't think he says anything, but that's playoff. Like last year, we all know the story when they lost to the Devils, and they were pretty mad about the way they end up the season. So it's playoff hockey. Panarin, I think he stepped up again and being a leader out there. He has a lot of things to prove because he hasn't won a Stanley Cup yet. And that was totally playoff hockey last night. The referees let them play. There was a few calls I think they should have called it, but that's playoff hockey. That was amazing.
And thanks to Al Dukes, he goes to me, you know, today's the anniversary. And I said, okay, and didn't think.
Right.
It's not the anniversary today.
Okay.
It is 30 years ago, but it's not the anniversary. That'll be coming up in
20
May.
20 years ago.
Well, that was a mistake.
Yeah, that's another mistake.
I knew it was 30
it's
years ago.
It's right around the corner, though. Yes.
But it's right around the corner. But yeah. So I will take responsibility for the 20 years. That was just a slip up.
Yeah.
I'm putting the today is the anniversary on Al.
My bad.
Okay. You're bad, Al. That's
and I
right.
I go to Al. I said, Al, you said today was the anniversary. He goes, well, we're celebrating it today. all right. So Thursday, May 23rd from 5 to 10 p.m., the Angel Aura Sands Foundation. Is that correct? At 172 Norfolk Street in New York City. Stephon Matteau, Howie Rose, Mike Richter, Adam Graves, Pierre Turgeon, and Jim Dowd will take part in a panel discussion to talk about their memories, proceeds from ticket sales, auction memorabilia, and packages will benefit the Stephon Matteau Foundation at Mount Sinai Hospital, Department of Urology with Bladder Cancer Research on behalf of Howie Rose. That is great. That is awesome stuff. Fans can email Sue for tickets at sponsorship opportunities, sue@matteau32.com. It's going to be awesome. Obviously, Howie Rose and that call, just iconic in New York sports history. So very, very cool. All right. So when you think 30 years ago, this is like three decades ago that this has happened. Does it feel like that in your mind, or because it was such a special moment, it doesn't feel like it's been three decades?
It feels like it was last month, or it was just because every time I come back to New York, people remind me what happened 30 years ago. It's just I don't go anywhere in the garden that people don't remind me that moment. It was magical. I think it just keeps on building. We didn't have the media. We didn't have any social media back then. And I'm just a lucky person who benefited from a great team, opportunity. If Zalepukin doesn't score with 7 seconds left in the game, I would not be sitting next to you here today, guys. And a lot of things had to come in place. And Keenan believed in me, put me on a great line with Kovalev and Steve Larmer. And that was just a magical moment.
You know, it's interesting. You talk about that line. You know, you think about the depth of the Rangers today as you were trying to describe the Rangers of today compared to your team back when you were playing. I mean, that's what's the beauty of that team back in 1994. It was the depth.
Yeah.
And Neil Smith went all in.
Yeah.
Let's face it. He traded away some young guys. Dougie Wade, he traded away. Tony Amonte, he traded away. He wanted to build a winner and get a cup into that, into our organization since, what, 1945 or something. I feel like we're in the same situation now. But this team, I don't know, this team doesn't feel like it's filled with mercenaries. I feel like it's filled with draft choices. There are a couple of good free agent signings like Vincent Trocheck that doesn't get a lot of credit. I mean, on the broadcast, he gets a lot of credit.
Yeah.
And obviously, we as Ranger fans appreciate who he is as a player. But who does he remind you of?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
He's a Nemechinov and those guys, because Vincent has just been, like, it's a very good point. He's been incredible. He plays defensively. He brings a lot of offensively. He's tough. He's not that big, but he's very, very tough. He gets in there and on the road and at home also. So now Lafreniere has been playing outstanding this
finally
year.
Finally figured it out.
And, well, the coach, like, it took him 4 years, and then the coaching staff let him play, let him shine. He's been on the top line, top two lines all year long. Mm-hmm. Very, very talented. And last time I was kept on watching him play, and he was outstanding last night. And he had two assists. And so you need players like that. You need the third line to score some goals. First game one, the big guy scored a big goal for the Rangers to let to start the playoffs. So you need every lines. You need all the players. You need the goaltender. And let's keep it.
Here's a good question for you. Who's the best goalie out of the three? Richter, Henrik, or Shesterkin?
That's a tough one. They all outstanding. No, no, that's how it's coming.
Yes,
my answer is Richter, obviously. He's been outstanding. But all three of them, they are world-class goaltender. The Rangers have been fortunate the last 30 years to have good goaltender. So, but that just shows you that it's so hard to win a championship. Goaltending alone, it's not good enough.
That's right. Stephon Matteau joins us here this morning on Boomer and Geo. A nice surprise, guys. Thank you very much.
I am so
tuned into this, Stephon. This is just amazing. And when I think of today's game, it's much different than the game you played.
Yeah,
it seems a lot faster to me as a fan. I don't know about you as an ex-player. I know you guys dealt with more hooking, slashing, and stuff like that. Is it a better game today compared to when you played?
The fans love the when we were physical back then. They love the roughness after whistles. It seems like it was forever. The games lasted 4 hours a night, and they I scored my famous goal because there was Niedermeyer hooked me back then. Mm-hmm. And today would have been an easy penalty. And they, the game is much, much faster. For the 12 players on the ice forwards, they skate like the wind. And, there's no hooking the goal. The defensemen, when they retrieve the puck down low, they're amazing. They have to make a quick decision. So two different era. And, I like the game, where it's going now.
Peter Laviolette, when he was hired, Boomer said, I'm not so sure. He's a retread guy. He's coached all these other teams. I don't know if it's going to work. It has worked to this point.
Yeah.
Go back to when you found out that Peter Laviolette was going to be the Rangers coach after Gerard Gallant. What was your first impression of that?
Same point than you. Like, it's all right. He's been around. He's been to different teams before. He won before, but it's the same type of coach. But I've talked to people in the organization. He's the most organized coach they ever seen in the last 30 years. The players, when they walk into the locker room, they have notes throughout the whole the locker room, and they read, they have their coffee. They're well prepared. Every time they step on the ice, it's not because they're not prepared. So that brings an element. And also, he's very patient. He allows the young players to perform because, not to pick on the other coaches in the past, Lafreniere, after a mistake, sometimes he would not touch the ice for another 15 minutes. And he's very patient. And the players like to play for coaches.
You know,
like
we saw that last night. Here we are in game two against the Capitals, and Matt Rempe takes a bad penalty. It's a roughing penalty, you know, because he's so tall.
Yeah.
And he's going to end up hitting guys in the face. And I don't know whether or not you call that or you do call it, but they ended up calling it. You know, and plus they all know who he is. You can't miss him. I mean, they know he's a rookie.
He's a target, yeah.
That's right. But to your point, Laviolette put him back out on the ice.
As a player, like, you feel it. Like, all right. And there was times in my career after a bad penalty, I would never touch the ice again. But the Rangers this year, they feel it. All right, it's a bad penalty. I'm sorry. I'm sure he apologized to everyone, but he's back on the ice to perform. So
I watched TJ Oshie and Tom Wilson try to do their stuff last night.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, TJ's up there. Ovi's up there. Wilson's in his prime. I mean, how do you deal with that in the room? Is it something that is talked about to try to stay away from that kind of stuff, or is it just something that you try to embrace, and then when you get your chance, like, of all people, Panarin got his chance last night.
Yeah.
Was that, in your eyes, was that a clean hit by Panarin, and then how would you handle it in the room dealing with those guys?
Well, Panarin is not known for to be physical out there, but he's very, very solid and very strong on his skates. So, but it's the playoff hockey. If I don't think there's going to be any retaliation for the next game. And they,
watch this hit right here. You can take a look at it on the monitor. That you think it's a legal hit?
Well, he left his feet a little bit, but that's a clean hit. Wilson is not a priest out there, and he's,
and neither
he's,
is Oshie.
No. Like, they are hardworking players, but they won't retaliate for next game because of the Caps. That's their biggest game of the season next game.
Right.
If they allow the Rangers power play to go on like four or five times in game three, they'll be out in the playoff in a few days.
You know, you guys had a great power play back in 94. Yeah. This is the best power play I've ever seen in Rangers history.
Well, quarterback Fox is amazing.
Yeah.
Panarin is amazing. Kreider's in front of the net. He's just a beast out there. How many goals has he scored tipping the puck? And he's so big and so hard to move. So look at those shots. Like that world-class shot. Yeah. Like Miller's goal last night was a world-class shot. And then the second or third goal. I was standing in the corner, and there was not much room, and that was a hard shot right in the perfect spot.
And he had to turn his body because he's a left-handed shot, and he's on the right side.
Yeah.
So, and he gets it over the left shoulder of the goalie, where there's about 2 inches
So they're scoring. Look at this. There's no room there.
Yeah.
Like you shoot, you try to aim those corners in practice in slow motion, and you would never hit the corner. This is a fast game, and they find a way to score in those, like, a few inches.
That's great.
Do you think Alexander Ovechkin is officially done, or is this just a bad series for him?
Well, at home, it's a different series. The biggest game of theirs for him, it's next game. So
looks old, doesn't he?
He's 38 years old, yeah. And you cannot count him out. I don't want to wake him up because I'm sure he's old. But he's been an outstanding ambassador to the game, and I hope he's done because the Rangers are going to move forward. But the series is so far out. There's so many games left in the
game. But you know what I see? The biggest advantage the Rangers have right now, Number one is their speed.
Yeah.
And that's why the Capitals are taking so many penalties. And then number two, they have so many defensive problems that, you know, they have one guy playing 30 minutes a game.
Carlson.
And then by the Carlson. Then by the time you get down to the third period and you got 10 minutes left to go, that guy's gassed.
Yeah.
So they don't have their full defense. So I think our forecheck is actually killing them.
They're moving the puck. They're outstanding. That's why they're finished first. That's why they had a record season this year. They're looking sharp out there.
Stephane Matteau, thanks for stopping by. Boomer was surprised. We sprung it on him, and look at the big smile on his face, man. He's like a 12-year-old boy when it comes to the New York Rangers.
I was at all those games in 94, and I was like a 12-year-old boy, and I had my 3-year-old son, you know, on my lap, and we haven't had a chance to, you know, enjoy that kind of run, and maybe this is the year. I don't know, but there are a lot of great players in this league, man. I mean, watching Nathan MacKinnon, watching Connor McDavid.
That's a crazy series. The Jets and the Avalanche, the first game, that should have been 10-9 game.
Yeah, it was a 7-6 game, by the way.
Oh, that was 7-6, but they hit like 6-7 posts in that game. So that was that's what playoff is all about, and the fans are excited about it. And as an alumni, I'm looking forward maybe to see them in June and play, because it's such a fun time. You were there, and
the Garden's ridiculous.
It was fun last night. I was at the Knicks game 2 days ago. That was a lot of fun.
Look at you
also
getting all these free tickets, man.
earned it.
I earned it from the 94. So
he earned it. Well, it's a lifetime pass right
I'm
there,
I'm part
boy.
Of the MSG family, so they take care of us. They're amazing.
How many pictures do you have to take during a Ranger game when you're there and people are recognizing you and they obviously highlight the fact that
Non-stop. And I have a 70-year-old man come up to me, can I give you a hug? Because it's been 30 years. And they bring back where they were sitting with. And there's a lot of tears going on sometime. It's very emotional. I get that part now. Maybe not the first 10 years, but the last 20 years I've been pretty good at handling the situation with the fans, because it's just a magical time. And I'm very, very, very happy about that.
Stephane, thanks for coming in today. It's great seeing
you. Thank you.